This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Steven Monihan, STEVENMOYNIHAN. Date of birth 7/21/1968. Date of appointment 1/30/2024. Requesting physician Haley Wilcox, HALEYWILCOX. CNP, dear Haley Wilcox, I have the pleasure of seeing Steven Monihan today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in his care. As you know, he is 55-year-old left-handed Caucasian man who came to my office with his wife. He is having increasing memory issues. He is not taking his medication regularly. He has increased agitations. He has increased agitation at night. He replaces the one word with the another. He has a aggression also. He has anxiety and depression. He is not working. He sits at home. When he have money, he spend it. He smoke 3 pack of cigarette per day, not doing anything. He's taking care of himself, cannot drive. Daughter watching her medication. He can cook the food couple of time. He left the stove on. He does not have any pets. His coordination is off. He does not have any he does not have any insight. His mood is swinging and aggressive. He is on olanzapine, clonazepam, and trazodone. He has a history of stroke on May 5th, 2023. At that time, he was having slurred speech, facial droop. Due to his behavioral problem, wife cannot handle him at home. He has a history of syncope also. Past medical history. Hypertension, tobacco user, obesity, psoriasis, irritability. History of syncope. History of stroke. Hypercholesterolemia. questionable history of multiple sclerosis. History of syncope, obesity, gambling problem, history of seizure, history of diverticulosis, neuropathy, COPD, past surgical history, EGD, repair of the rotator cuff, allergy to codeine, Depakote, morphine, hydromorphone, lisinopril, his medication, albuterol, amlodipine, aspirin, atorvastatin, chlorzoxazone, clonazepam, furosemide, ibuprofen, ipratropium, albuterol, metoprolol, naproxen, omeprazole, prednisone, trazodone, olanzapine. Social history, smoke 3 pack of cigarette per day, does not drink alcohol, he's not working, he's married, live with his wife, have 3 children. Family history, mother alive with COPD, diabetes, father deceased, stroke, heart problem, one sister, COPD, one brother alive and healthy. Review of the system, I personally review the general scan, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric and musculoskeletal system. I found out that he is having headache, lightheadedness, confusion, memory loss, numbness, tingling, weakness, depression, anxiety, aggressive agitation, joint pain, joint stiffness, muscle pain, back pain. Physical examination, blood pressure 110 over 80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2 regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen soft, bowels on, present neck supple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, cyanosis and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3. I did the mini mental status examination and he scored 28 out of 30. No aphasia, no dysarthria. People are equally reacting to light and accommodation. Extraocular movement intact. There is no facial asymmetry. Tongue is in the midline. Shoulder shrug. Normal hearing is good on both sides. Finger to nose, no dysmetria. There is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, no tremor, motor system examination is strength 545, deep tender reflexes 2 or 4, plantar responses are flexor, sensory system examination revealed presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet, assessment and plan 55-year-old left-handed Caucasian man, whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number 1, Alzheimer's disease. Number two, depression. Number three, anxiety. Number four, agitation. Number five, history of stroke. Number six, history of syncope. Number seven, aggression. Number eight, joint pain, joint stiffness, muscle pain, and back pain. Next paragraph. Because of the increased sleepiness, I will discontinue the trazodone. If necessary, I will discontinue the clonazepam. I will continue the olanzapine. May need Aricept later. His cognitive problem can be due to his aggression, agitation, and depression, but it can be a actual Alzheimer's disease. I would like to see him back in my office in 1 month. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.